This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why Target's apology failed, the missing third step. What happened? Target sold a Halloween costume that customers found deeply offensive. The backlash was swift and public. Target issued an apology and pulled the product, where critics argued the response stopped short of addressing the real question: what does the company plan to do to make sure this never happens again? The apology arrived. The accountability did not. The communication angle. Target did what most corporations do when caught in a reputation fire. They issued a statement, pulled the product, and hoped the story would die. That is not an apology strategy. That is a containment strategy. And those two things are not the same. A real apology has three parts. First, you name the specific harm. Second, you take ownership without conditions. Third, you describe the concrete change you will make. Target hit the first two. They skipped the third entirely. That third part is not a bonus feature. It is the only part that actually matters to anyone watching. Here is why this fails every time. When you stop at "we're sorry," you signal one of two things: either you do not understand why the harm occurred, or you understand it perfectly and have no intention of changing the process that caused it. Neither reading is good for your brand. Your audience will pick the more damning interpretation. They always do. What Target should have done is commit to something specific and verifiable. Not "we will review our product approval process." That is noise. Something like, "we are adding a dedicated review step for culturally sensitive products, led by a team with relevant expertise, and we will report back on its implementation by a specific date." Now you have an apology with a spine. Now people have something to hold you to. Accountability requires a target, no pun intended, that critics can aim at. Give them one. The broader lesson here applies to anyone who has ever had to apologize in a professional setting, whether you are a CBO in front of cameras or a manager in a conference room. Fake remorse is not just ineffective. It is actively counterproductive. It tells the room you are performing regret rather than feeling it. People are not stupid. They know the difference between a company that is embarrassed and a company that has changed. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes apologies gives you a framework for structuring accountability statements so they actually land, including how to word a commitment that sounds specific without locking you into a promise you cannot keep. There is a real skill to that balance, and most people get it wrong in one of two directions. They say too little and look evasive, or they overpromise and create a new problem 6 months later. The takeaway: before you issue any apology, write down one specific, time-bound action you will take to prevent the same problem from happening again. Not a philosophy, an action. With a deadline. That single sentence will do more to rebuild trust than three paragraphs of carefully worded regret. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.